Good afternoon, New Zealand. We have a potential power problem tomorrow morning between 7 and 9am. It's going to be so tight that Transpower is asking people to reduce electricity use. They're asking us that we do not use appliances like washing machines, only heat rooms that we're in, and don't charge our phones. Chantelle Bramley is the Executive GM of Operation at Transpower. Hey, Chantelle.
Hi, Heather.
How do you rate the chances of a power cut?
We've been working really closely with industry today to make sure that we avoid power cuts tomorrow morning. Generators have been making as much generation available as possible. We've been working with lines companies and industrial customers have also responded. So we've had a great response from industry.
And so what are the chances set at now?
We are still looking at a short fall in the morning, and we are working, as I said, very closely to bring industry together to make sure that we do avoid power cuts tomorrow morning.
How big is the shortfall?
It's quite small at the moment, and as we work with controllable load, things like hot water heaters, we are hoping to avoid broader power cuts.
How big is the shortfall?
So the shortfall will change depending on what actually happens with the weather tomorrow. So yeah, these are just forecasts at the moment. So the important thing for us to be watching tomorrow is that cold snap. It is going to be very cold in the morning, so we are all being really vigilant to make sure that we're really focusing on how much demand we're going to expect on the
system. Hey, Chantelle, how big is the forecast shortfall?
The forecast at the moment is almost is not particularly relevant because it will change tomorrow as the weather.
I know, but I'm asking you. Do you not? You can say if you don't know. If you don't know the answer, just say that.
We are expecting a shortfall of a few megawatts in the morning, but again, it really depends on that response and what happens with load.
Yeah, is this is it just a case? Are you trying to keep it a secret, or do you just not know?
No, I'm not trying to keep it a secret. It's a shortfall.
So you don't know.
Several
okay.
megawatts.
That's all right. You don't have to know. What is the actual problem, right? It seems to me we've got a couple of gas plants down. Unit 1 at Huntley's down. The wind is down and it's really, really unseasonably cold. Is that about right?
That's right.
Is that okay?
So this
is it okay that we've got all these things down all at once, Chantelle?
This time of year can be challenging. Generators are taking necessary schedule outages to do maintenance on their power plants prior to winter. And when we do see these unseasonably cold snaps come through, like tomorrow, it can lead to these sorts of coordination challenges that we are seeing for tomorrow's peak.
Okay. And is it okay that all of these things are off at the same time? Like some of this is maintenance, right? Is it okay to do this kind of maintenance in autumn?
Generators are very careful about when they schedule their outages, and they try to schedule them outside of the critical period. As we can see, this is an unseasonably cold snap coming through. This is unseasonable weather, and demand is higher than we would have expected at this time of year.
Also, if this is autumn, are we stuffed for winter?
Well, this time of year is challenging. There are more plants on outage than will likely be occurring in winter. So we would expect a lot more generation available during the winter period.
Chantelle, somebody's just texted us and said the shortfall tomorrow is 200 megawatts. Is that right?
We have issued a can for 200 megawatts, but as I said, the schedules adjust during the day. So
that's massive.
We are expecting
that's huge, isn't it?
When you look at the response that we are hoping to get from controllable load, and as I said, generators have continued to offer in during the day. We did announce a 200 megawatt shortfall this morning. That's what our schedules were showing us. Industry has since responded and we are seeing less of a shortfall in the system, but we still need Kiwis to be vigilant tomorrow morning because, as we said, that cold snap's coming through. And it may be colder than we expected and demand may be higher.
All right. Hey, Chantelle, thanks for your time. Chantelle Bramley of Transpower.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.